On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
the Alesmith Brewing Company Speedway Stout original and variants we'll be trying today are Speedway Stout Imperial Stout with coffee, the OG, New Orleans Cafe with coffee and chicory, Peanut Butter Cup with cacao nibs, roasted peanuts, sea salt, and coffee. Horchata with coffee, cinnamon, Madagascar vanilla, milk, sugar, and rice. German chocolate cake with cacao nibs, toasted coconut, roasted pecans, and coffee. That one might kill me, folks. Tart Cherry Edition. This is a special release with tart cherries, vanilla, and coffee.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sip, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hello, folks. Come on in and get comfortable. Welcome to another suds segment where, when it's cold outside and it's dark when you get up to go to work, and it's dark when you get home from work, there's only one thing to do, folks, and that is embrace the darkness.
God almighty, I'm not part of this.
Except you are. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is that funny, hysterical guy, good old boy Dave.
I just found out that a pickle was a cucumber yesterday.
Did you?
Don't ask me how.
Okay, I will.
Still not ready to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Too soon?
Too soon. Very soon. Yeah.
Okay. Folks, this winter has been a bit of a turd so far.
Not to be confused with a pickle.
There have been ice storms, no power, an especially rough flu variant going around. Bit of the COVID going around, and the only team, the Nashville Predators, bless their souls, as they say in the South, the only team that the Predators could beat is the Tennessee Titans, and that game would probably go to overtime.
Yep. Football players on ice could be a new thing.
Might be an inspiration for some.
Do much worse.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it's times like this when the best thing to do is to put on your warmest jammies.
Snuggly.
Curl up by the fire and listen to us drink beer. What are you trying to say?
Soundtrack of life.
Oh, yes. Yes. And today we are drinking five. That's right. Five variants of the Speedway Stout from Alesmith Brewing Company, as well as the original Alesmith Speedway Stout. Alesmith Brewing Company is from sunny and beautiful, warm San Diego, California.
Nice.
Good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us a little bit about Alesmith?
Alesmith Brewing Company was founded in San Diego in 1995 by Skip Viglio and Ted Newcomb. Starting as a small Miramar brewery focused on handcrafted European-inspired ales, in 2002, ownership passed to Peter Zine, or Zen. Maybe Zen, Zine, I don't know. A respected BJCP Grand Master Beer Judge who expanded AleSmith's reputation and production while maintaining its artisanal approach. Over the years, the brewery earned numerous awards. That's more than one. Including multiple World Beer Cup medals and the 2008 Small Brewing Company of the Year honor. In 2015, AleSmith moved into a much larger state-of-the-art facility, home to one of San Diego's largest tasting rooms, cementing its status as one of the world's top rated craft breweries. Yeah.
Thanks.
I wrote every word of that myself.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, good old boy co-pilot AI. Dave. Thanks.
Rude.
All right, why don't you give us today's lineup?
Okay, co-pilot. The AleSmith Brewing Company Speedway Stout original and variants we'll be trying today are Speedway Stout, Imperial Stout with coffee, the OG. New Orleans Cafe with coffee and chicory. Peanut Butter Cup with cacao nibs, roasted peanuts, sea salt, and coffee. Horchata with extra whore. No, just kidding. With coffee, cinnamon, Madagascar vanilla, milk sugar, and rice. German chocolate cake with cacao nibs, toasted coconut, roasted pecans, and coffee. That one might kill me, folks. We'll find out soon. Tart Cherry Edition. This is a special release with tart cherries, vanilla, and coffee. Because what goes better with coffee than tart cherries and vanilla? Could be good.
Yeah.
Could be great. It could all be great.
Well.
Super great.
Let me give you the rules and regulations here. We will be tasting these beers on the fly, giving notes, and rating them from 1 to 5. Okay?
Which one is good?
We'll see.
Is 1 good or 5 good?
5 is good.
1 is less.
Then good.
1/5 is good?
Yes, 1/5 is good.
All right. Okay. Makes sense.
Let's get to it.
All right.
First one we're going to start off with is the original, the Speedway Stout. So Speedway Stout's ominous pitch black appearance has become a hallmark of this modern day classic.
Very dark.
Chocolate, roasted malts dominate the flavor, supported by notes of dark fruit, toffee, and caramel. A healthy dose of locally roasted coffee added to each batch brings out the dark chocolate flavors and enhances its drinkability. This is a 12% ABV, and it's available year-round.
Yeah, those good, hot San Diego summer days with a nice 12% coffee stout.
You know, it might be about the cool nights. Who knows?
Could be.
This is pitch black. Like, this is gorgeous to look at.
Very nice. Roasty on the nose. When we first opened it, it was pretty cold. It was kind of very bitter forward. Not that pleasant, I will say. As it's warming up, though, some of these a little more of the chocolate's coming out, all the notes are starting to work together a little better, blend a little better. So it's actually turned into a pretty nice beer. Not a lot of alcohol burn or anything like that for me, at least, but it's nice. It's becoming nicer.
I like this because the texture is not super smooth. Like, it's 12%, right? So I'm thinking it's going to be motor oil.
Yeah.
But it's not. It looks like it's motor oil as it's coming out of the can, but it is not motor oil on the tongue.
It's got good viscosity, but it's not chewy.
Yeah, it's got like a little bite to it, for lack of a better word, which I like and I appreciate.
I think that helps it be what it is, like a coffee stout versus like an oatmeal stout, which would be maybe a little sweeter, creamy, a little thicker,
sweeter, creamier. Yeah. Kind of
I like
thing.
This is a good start to the Speedway Stout Hour. Well,
I mean, this is a classic. Like, we have heard of Speedway Stout for years.
Yeah.
And, you know, this to me is one of the standards that I think of.
I don't think I've had it before. Have you?
Yeah.
Have you? Well, you get around a lot more.
Well, I mean, it's more like about bottle shares, you know, because we can't necessarily get it in this area that we live.
Yeah.
We sourced.
We stole this.
We did. We stole it from a guy.
Yeah.
Or two guys.
But I think this is a good base beer to start from. And we can see where they.
Sure. And you could see how you can build upon this as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's not super sweet. It's got a nice roastiness. The bitter chocolate kind of holds it all together. And Well, we will be back in just a minute with more.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is not necessarily a brewery takeover, but a particular beer takeover, I guess we could say.
Yeah, you know.
Sure. So what we're talking about is the Speedway Stout from Alesmith in San Diego. And right before the break, we started with the original Speedway Stout.
Yep.
And then we will build upon it with different versions.
Yes.
Otherwise known as variants. Yes. So the bottom line is we like it.
Solid.
It's a good gateway.
Yeah. Solid base coffee stout.
And we can build from there. And we are going to rate it a 4.
Good job, Alesmith.
Okay, next up, let's go to
Nolens.
Right. If I was Southern, I would say that. And this is the Green Stripe, so obviously this is going to be my favorite run, regardless of what I say about it, right? Haha, green. Anyways, this is the New Orleans Cafe Edition. So this Speedway pays tribute to the deep history and vibrant coffee culture of New Orleans. For this brew, they added coffee from their friends at French Truck Coffee and then chicory to give it a richer, earthier, and nuttier brew to capture the essence of the city's coffee tradition. This is also 12% ABV.
I like this out of the gate more than the last one. I think even though it's still kind of warming up a little bit, the mouthfeel still feels pretty good. It's a little bit lighter for some reason to me than the last one in mouthfeel, but the chicory does add this little earthy kind of complexity, and it sort of cuts some of that roastiness a little bit and sort of balances it out to me. It's actually pretty nice.
Yeah. The texture on it is nicer to me. Like to me, there's a fine line. Like when you're talking about 12% ABV, okay, you don't expect it to be watery at all. It's going to be thick and like kind of viscous. But what I don't like about some of the, you know, big imperial stouts is they're so viscous that sometimes like.
It's like you get tired swallowing it.
Well, like 15 minutes later, you're still swallowing it, right? You're still tasting it. Let me qualify that. Sorry.
Yes. Tell me more about this.
I know. I forget that I'm among men sometimes. So this is nice because it has like that. It still has a crispness, so it finishes. And when it finishes, it's done and yay.
Yeah.
You can either move on or take another sip.
Yeah.
You know, like we are.
Go about your day.
Yeah. And I love chicory coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cafe Du Monde comes to mind, but I'm sure that there's other chicory coffees out there.
Sure.
And I do, like they said, I do find that chicory brings a nuttiness and kind of softens the almost astringency of roasted coffee sometimes. 100%. Yeah. And like, and kind of rounds it out.
Yeah.
So this is neat. Now, we didn't mention before what you would pair with this, but what would you pair with this particular one? Because they have an option.
I mean, like, I guess you could go the cheap route and say a beignet.
And know, that's exactly what they say.
Which, I mean, that's so trite. But I do think the way this tastes, and like, when I think about a beignet, it's like, you know, you have to eat them fresh. And they're sweet and they're kind of greasy, you know.
However, against a coffee stout.
That's why I think this would cut through that.
Yeah.
And like, I think it would be a good pairing, but I think like anything creamy or like a nice hot pastry or something like that, that's kind of light with a little bit of grease and fat, I think this would pair well with it. Yeah. And a little bit of sweetness. Yeah.
Why didn't you bring some? Like, come on, dude.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. I stole the beer for you. I mean, what do you want me to do? Come on. God.
You know, this half-butted stuff you do. I don't know.
I think it sucks.
Okay, so we like it almost better. It's building upon the base.
Yes. I think the original was a little rough to start just because of some of the heavy, bitter roastiness and everything.
Okay.
I think, and I've had a couple of chicory stouts before, chicory like coffee stouts, and I think this one is well balanced and works well. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we are going to rate the New Orleans Cafe version of the Speedway Stout a 5.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good when they take something and build on it and it actually turns out maybe better, you know, because sometimes people will go kind of sideways. But I guess we'll find out how the next one goes.
Yeah. Okay. So now we get to the peanut butter cup edition. Man, but will it be Reese's?
I love me some peanut butter cups. That's my favorite candy.
So this one now has the orange stripe. Yeah. Get it? Orange. Yeah. Peanut butter. Okay.
Fine. Whatever, dude.
They have transformed their classic Speedway Stout into a decadent peanut butter cup inspired treat. Roasted peanuts with rich chocolate malts, bold coffee, and Dominican cacao nibs. So it's balanced and roasty and rich, etc. This is also 12% ABV. Now, this came out a little different texturally out of the can than the others.
I think you're starting to get into the area where they more of the adjuncts are starting to impact the mouthfeel a little bit more. It's a lot of the non-fermentable things that they're adding into this beer.
Okay, but do you think that the peanut butter is reasonable in this?
Well, let me say this. It smells peanutty. Like when I'm sniffing the cup, well, that's weird. Sniffing the cup of beer, it does come across as peanutty. So that's a good sign to me.
Okay.
The peanut butter is subtle in this, which is not a bad thing. I don't know. It feels like there's some peanut butter, there's some chocolate, there's some coffee, there's some roasted malt. Like there's several things that are more or less balanced, but there's a lot of them going kind of in the same way, but not. But it's hard to like really focus on one aspect of the flavor to me.
Okay. You
know? Like the peanut butter doesn't stand out.
Gotcha. Well, maybe. Okay.
And again, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like I've had peanut butter beer. There's one that's made here in town that is not great.
Well, that's the other extreme.
Yeah.
And what I was going to say is I could tell that the peanut butter was tastefully done.
Yeah.
Because in some peanut butter stouts, you get this oil slickness that just...
Yeah, from the peanuts, it's like that. Yeah,
that just permeates through, and then you almost get like a vegetalness at the end.
Yeah.
Where you're like, this is not I need something to cleanse this, you know?
This is like a hint of peanut butter candy while you're drinking a beer. And so, like, if you were to ask me what to pair with this... Yeah, peanut butter cups. Like, you could drink this and have peanut butter cups, and you would get a more nuanced and peanut butter forward flavor. Or a PB&J.
Or a PB&J. Yeah,
or a J.
Right, just have a J.
I'd smoke a J right now and then drink three of these.
We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hello.
Okay.
Like this.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
He doesn't like stuff.
Okay, fine. That would be Mike, in case we were wondering. Okay, so before the break, and in general, we are talking about A.L. Smith Brewing Company's Speedway Stout. We have the original, which we spoke about, and we also have some variants that we were able to get our hands on. And right before the break, we were talking about the peanut butter cup. And what did you just do?
No,
you
I'm
got
good.
A face. Did you
this
blend?
This is just my face, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
If looks and cameras could kill.
La, 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 la.
Okay, fine. So before the break, we were talking about the peanut butter cup edition. Again, at 12%. And everything up to this point has been 12%. What we were talking about is how... It's not overly peanut butter. It's subtle peanut butter. And that in itself is freaking amazing, right?
I think this is also, and I would say this about every one of these beers in the flight today. These are beers, small pours, share them and let them warm up in your glass while you're drinking them, probably.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, and that should go without saying.
But this has a nice peanut after flavor. Aftertaste.
After flavor?
Yeah, the after flavor. Like the after party. There's an after party in my mouth and it's full of nuts. Yeah, that's right. I went there. Yeah.
Are you going to give yourself a sound effect?
I don't think I deserve a sound effect.
Oh my gosh. He is so smart.
No, that's the wrong sound effect. So there's an after party in your mouth and it's full of nuts.
Peanuts, man. Don't be so dirty. Golly. This is a family show.
It was for like the first 2 minutes. Okay, fine. So
where else do small children go to learn about good beer?
Sure. So besides jelly donuts, what else would you have with this beer?
Well, like I said, peanut butter cups. I think anything, again, I would go with something maybe creamy or fatty just to cut through, let this beer kind of cut through some of that creaminess a little bit.
Okay.
And offset some of the richness of this beer.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a, you know, you're not going to sit and eat a bunch of wings and sip on a peanut butter stout. You know, this is actually kind of like a beer you might just... Take the 16-ounce can, split it between four people or so, and everybody just sip on it a little bit and hang out. And
yeah, one thing I will say is, in general, I do not think that I could get through a total can by myself.
Like, I don't think you should try.
Yeah, this is meant to be sharing.
Yeah, it's not even the 12%, right? It's just there's a lot of flavor. There's a lot of things going on here. And it's fun to talk about a beer. So, like, you know, get a couple people and share it and talk about it.
And go from that. Okay. So, what shall we rate the peanut butter cup? Three?
Yeah.
Okay. Three it is.
Good. Not as good as the chicory.
Okay. That's fair. But the chicory is your favorite so far. Or I should say the New Orleans cafe.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Moving on, we are going to talk about the horchata edition.
What did you call me? Mm-hmm. Would you call me SA?
Now, this is a limited edition, and I don't know that they're still brewing this. I think it was like
a one-off.
Yeah.
I think they do a lot of those with this type of beer, though, which makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah.
You get a good base beer, and you start like, okay, well, let's try this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so this one is their take on the classic Mexican rice based drink,
which I've not had, but it seems like it'd be pretty good.
Yeah, right. So they took the Imperial Stout, which they know and love,
yeah,
and infused it with Mexico Los Milagros single origin coffee,
sweet,
from their friends at Bird Rock Coffee Roasters, and then some Ceylon cinnamon, okay, Madagascar vanilla,
sweet.
And then they've also added a touch of sweetness with milk sugar. And this also is 12% ABV.
Yeah.
And honestly, kudos to them for maintaining that 12% and not like deviating a little with the adjuncts. That
there's rice or something in this too, right?
Yes. Sorry. Combined it with rice as well. So milk sugar, rice, vanilla, cinnamon.
I wonder if it's like rice milk, you know.
It says milk, sugar, and rice.
So, interesting. I wonder if they use rice in the grain bill then, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
This is nice. It's a little, you get the cinnamon, you get the vanilla. You definitely get a subtle sweetness from the milk sugar, which I appreciate the fact they did not go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you like your coffee with just a little bit of sugar, a little sweetened, you know, like just a hint, just to knock the edge off. That's what this tastes like to me.
Yeah. To me, this is really impressive because this is a little thicker in viscosity. So now we're like sort of amping that up. And obviously with the milk sugar, right?
Yeah.
But again, they're not heavy-handed about anything. And we know, because we have had,
it's very easy to go,
cinnamon can go sideways very quick.
Yeah.
But this does not do that.
No. It's all very subtle. The vanilla.
And I was going to say vanilla can go sideways.
Any one
really
of those
quick
flavors.
Right.
You know, you can go, or coffee, you know, I mean, you do it the wrong way or you go too hard, you know, it gets weird. This is very well managed.
Very balanced.
Now, do I love it? I mean, actually, I think it's better than the peanut butter one.
Really?
Which kind of hurts my heart to say because I love peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
But the subtle nuances of how this plays out, I really respect it. And I do like the mouthfeel on it, too. And especially, you know, we went through our lactose beer phase. Like everyone, like all kids go through your lactose beer phase, milkshake stouts and milkshake IPAs and milkshake sours and, you know.
I mean, you have
milkshake IPAs.
Yeah. And you have to wear a raincoat when you would open the can. Sure.
Milkshake pilsners, you know.
What?
I mean, that was a thing back in the, you know, early aughts. But anyways, the point being, though, you know, we kind of veered away from lactose.
Yeah, we veered away from the subject.
Pretty hard. Yeah, yeah. But when it's used very economically, very tastefully, I think it can add a nice nuance to certain beers. And I think they did that with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would I pair with it? Well, like, what would you pair with it? I don't know. What is their suggestion?
Well, tres leches.
Is that the, like, custard?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see it.
A caramel custard.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Because
yeah,
you could see, like, see having some caramel with
and
this.
And see that, and that's the thing. But with the custard too, with that creaminess, and everything, the kind of the fattiness on it. Yeah, that 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, and also I think like croissants or something like that to.
Yeah, because this is bringing a ton of flavor. It's mm-hmm. very balanced and stuff, but there's still a lot of flavor in this beer.
Yeah. And I think for the breadiness of some things, like yeah. the sweetness would kind of work with that. Yeah. But I mean, that's just me. But I really, my hat's off to the A.L. Smith Brewers, because you could so go sideways and over the top with any of these.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that these are all really enjoyable, you yeah. know, up to this point. Like,
so far, so good.
I mean, kudos, because excessiveness when it comes to Imperial Stouts is kind of common in
That's
a way.
That's why they're Imperial Stouts. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
They're already going big.
Right.
So,
but you still can, well, in the words of Sparky, you can still keep your pants on with this and you can still taste your mole or feel your molars.
I guess if you had to keep your pants on.
Oh. Okay, that's nice. What shall we rate this? A 4. Yes, we will rate the Horchata edition a 4. Really right. nice so far.
Yeah,
I'm digging it. Okay, what are your thoughts so far? Like, do you still feel like you can get the coffee stout on this?
It becomes just a basic ingredient, but yeah.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is a variation on a beer, which is like, to me, is so cool that we have enough of a variation on one particular beer. So what we're talking, or what we've been talking about, is the Speedway Stout from A.L. Smith.
Wow. That was a Speedway.
A.L. Smith Brewing Company in San Diego.
You're welcome, A.L. Smith.
I'm sorry, A.L. Smith. And right before the break, we were finishing up talking about the horchata.
You said whore.
Chata. Horchata? Is it orchata?
I don't know. Okay, I'm going to say whore. Chata.
Oh. Okay.
Because it's well, got an H. Like, so, okay, whore, fine.
Okay,
chata.
Okay, fine. So, in talking about this, and right before the break, we might have been cut off. I was asking good old boy Dave, whether throughout these variants, if you're still tasting the base beer throughout.
To varying degrees.
Okay.
And I think also they're using different coffees
yeah,
in pretty true. Much every one of these. So that's going to throw off some nuances. It would be interesting to just know like what the stout tastes like without any coffee. You know,
oh,
and just taste the stout,
gotcha.
You know, because that's when you're really getting back to it. But I think one of the reasons we are mostly enjoying these beers is because they have a good stout that is made to add coffee to it.
Okay.
Right. And then they're being tasteful in how they add all the adjuncts on top of those two things.
Fair.
Whether it's chicory, peanut butter, mayonnaise, whatever, you know, for
mayonnaise.
The different. Oh, I thought we were doing a BLT stout, coffee stout.
Oh,
sorry.
My God. Okay, fine. Did we rate this?
Yes, we gave it a 4.
Okay, good. Let's move on to the German chocolate cake edition And this is another limited edition.
You will drink the beer. You will enjoy the beer.
Oh, boy. Okay. So this is a modern twist on a beloved treat. So it's a favorite from their 2023 Grand Prix, Speedway Grand Prix event. Okay. So it has flavors of coffee, semi-sweet chocolate, complemented with the delicate sweetness of toasted coconut and roasted pecans.
My tongue is swelling.
And did you know German chocolate cake is not actually from Germany? It gets its name from the brilliant chocolatier who invented it.
Yeah. It's from some lady in Ohio or something.
Okay. So, what do you think?
I'm going to be honest.
Do you smell anything on it?
I don't get a lot of coconut out of this thing. I think maybe it's in there somewhere. Pecans, I have avoided for most of my life because I was led to believe I was allergic to them. So it's hard for me to really pick that flavor out.
Okay.
There is cocoa in this. It's kind of sweet, a little chocolatey. It's okay. This one, you know, it's got me dreaming about horchatas. So
Nice.
It's all right. I mean, it's a chocolate coffee stout.
So the viscosity on this one is high for me. This is the most viscous. And then I feel like that oil slickness that I would expect out of a peanut butter, and I'm assuming that it's coming from the pecan oils. Right.
Yeah, it could be from coconut, but it's probably the pecans. Yeah.
Like I feel like that's there. It's a little bit more evident, if you will, than the peanut butter. Which is fine.
Yeah.
I just think that maybe everything is muddled.
Yeah, this is not, it's just, I don't know. I can't connect to this beer spiritually.
Now, okay, fine. What do you think you would pair with something like this that was
a coconut,
pecan, stop it. Coconut and pecans and roasted
notes. Like Mounds, Almond Joy. You know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Well, they were saying vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, I think that would be good because the vanilla ice cream would kind of balance out and add a little additional sweetness to this and give it some nuance. Maybe a shot of rye. I think a shot of rye whiskey would do this beer some goodness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that spiciness. I'm going to
channel my inner Carrie Ann and say, shot of rye, baby.
Okay. Carrie Ann, we
probably going to try that after this episode.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do. Okay. What do you want to rate the German chocolate cake?
I don't think it's a bad beer. I mean, I think we could go
3.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to rate this one a 3. Okay. Last, but certainly not least, we are going to go to the Tart Cherry Edition. So this iteration of their signature Imperial Stout, they used an ample amount of tart cherries, vanilla, and artisanally roasted coffee. So the tartness and the lusciousness, the tartness of the cherries, the lusciousness of the vanilla are balanced with the coffee. And again, this is 12%.
This smells so cherry.
Okay, but does it taste cherry?
I'm going to be very real with you right now.
Oh, as opposed to the rest of your life?
Yes.
Okay.
The rest of our life has been a lie up to this point.
Oh, good.
Compared to how real I'm going to be right now. This beer smells better than it tastes.
Okay.
It smells so cherry, so amazing that I wish
And you're thinking like sweet cherry?
Mm-mm.
No?
Not even that. Just like if it was tart cherry. It's okay. It tastes okay. It's got some vanilla and it's got the coffee and it's got the stout and it's all there. And this is probably just a personal preference. Like, I don't know that combination of flavors is something that I'm seeking out in my life. It almost tastes like cherry licorice to me.
Okay.
Like, or not cherry licorice. I'm sorry. Cherry, that Twizzlers. You know, like, you know how Twizzlers taste?
Okay.
This tastes like Twizzlers, but it smells a lot better.
Well, the thing to me is when I hear cherry, vanilla, roasted chocolate notes, I think Neapolitan. Yeah. Neapolitan ice cream is not for everyone.
That used to be the jam, though, man.
Right. But for those that enjoy it, well, hey, you know, it's great. And I think if you are a lover of cherry vanilla, you would probably dig this beer. If you are not a lover of cherry vanilla, then this might be a little different for you.
You know what it almost also tastes like is a little bit of cherry Coke, but not cherry Coke, cherry Coke, like if you go to Sonic and get a cherry Coke.
Yeah.
And it's got the syrup.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay.
Well, what do they say pairs with it, though?
Cheesecake.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can see that. It's almost, they're pretty straightforward on its desserts all the way with this.
But I think that's a really, I like that.
But that's the context you're going to have this beer in too. Yeah.
True.
So what do you want to rate this one on?
4. Honestly, I think this was a really good flight. You know, because because it showcases something that's roasted, you know, a coffee stout, and being able to take it to a sweetness level, like with the horchata.
Sure.
Or take it to the spicier, nuttier, like with the New Orleans Cafe.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think, too, like, you build a really good base beer, then you can do a lot of different things, and they're not all going to be liked equally by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You might like the peanut butter beer. I might like the horchata.
Right. Who knows? And vice versa.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for listening. Good old boy Dave, say goodbye.
Bye.
This is good old gal Juliana. Thank you so much for joining us. Keep on chugging, and we'll catch you next time.
I like this. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.